The second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, the Allegretto, has captivated listeners since the symphony's 1813 premiere, when it was so popular that the orchestra used it as an encore. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on why this particular movement continues to engage us.
The Allegretto has been performed on its own, used in The King's Speech and other films, and inspired composers from Schubert to jazz pianist Jacques Lussier. What is it about this music that draws us in? Conductor Stefan Deneve.
It starts with this amazing A minor chord, and then suddenly what you hear is not the theme, but the counter theme. You know, you hear tom, pom, 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 pom. But then finally, when the theme arrives, it's fabulous because it has this element of nostalgia. It's long, you know. Really, you have the feeling that you have direct access to the heart of Beethoven.
And there's also that rhythm.
There is something subliminal that makes that even this simple rhythm that we hear all the time, tim, tom, 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 symbolize the full life.
What is it about the Allegretto that's so compelling? Melody? Motion? Maybe a little mystery? All part of the genius of Beethoven.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.